So anyway, so then I got to talk with them and I asked if I could pray with them and I sit with them. I'm in black too. Get this. I didn't even know.
Oh,
I'm serious.
okay.
I'm si black top, black slacks, you know? And I'm thinking, now that's a bit interesting, isn't it, Laura?
What a coincidence.
Ha ha. I call those God incidences. So
Yeah,
I'm sitting with them and I said, oh, well, let's just, because I was going to pray for each one. I thought, no, let's just, because there was four of them. I said, let's just join hands. So we join hands. I'm praying. The Holy Spirit's coming. You know, he's all over me for sure. So I know he's getting to them. I didn't ask him what they felt or anything, but I'm just declaring things, praying for their to know him, to be protected, to have union with him, all this stuff, you know, whatever, to also be the comforter, that he would comfort them, all this. And they all immediately bow their heads. It's so cute. They've been trained, you know. And so I pray for whatever amount of time it is, and then I'm finished. And as I turn around, get up, I see this girl's eyes, and they're like fire. They're fire of God in her eyes.
Wow.
I know, and I should have given her more words of knowledge because he does that a lot, you know, and he gives me pictures and words of knowledge and stuff for people. And I did talk about her eyes, but I didn't, and I did say there was a fire, but I think he really wanted me to do a download on her. And I think I might have missed it. You know, there was something for her that she was gonna, you know, she was gonna go somewhere with that fire for him. I don't know exactly what it was. But anyway, and then I turned around and there's this other couple sitting at the next table, kind of looking bemused. And there I'm thinking, we're all in black, we're bowing our heads, and we're praying outside a pub, you know, which is basically a bar, for these girls. And because this guy, and that was right after the black African guy, you know, because this homeless guy didn't get an immediate, you know, instant healing, I went home and then I had all my other things that happened that day in the bookstore and it went on and on. You'll have to just read it if you want on the Facebook thing. And it's about 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And because I didn't like that he didn't get immediately healed. Now God said something to me. You know, I asked, I said, all right, Holy Spirit, what happened? How come he didn't get a instant manifestation of his eye, you know, being able to see? And he said something to me that will rock our world in terms of how we've been taught about healing. Get this. He said, you weren't there for that. Does that knock you out?
You weren't there for that.
You weren't there for that. I was there for those girls. Now that doesn't mean that I laid hands on them, on him, and it says if I lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. That doesn't mean he doesn't have clear vision now. You know, I'll probably never see the guy again. But I wasn't there for that to happen there. I was there for those girls, and had he gotten that, I may not have even paid attention to those girls. Because I
That's
would,
true.
you know, I would have thought I accomplished what I was supposed to. And on my way, being all excited, oh my goodness, somebody's eye opened, you know. Do you know what I'm saying? This is how directed the spirit is. It's absolutely amazing. You know, I know. I'm still trying to get my head around that one. Because I'm like, no, they all have to be, Lord. Jesus did it, da da da. You know, I'm arguing with him. And all he keeps saying is, you weren't there for that. And I know in my spirit what he means. I know it, but I don't like it. Because I want it to be that every person receives what they're meant to. But you know what? I'm not in control of that. I'm not. And we want to be, but I'm not. I'm not in control of them receiving what he's already done. That is between the person and God. And that is why sometimes, you know, we'll hammer ourselves and beat ourselves up and go, what's wrong with me? How come they didn't get healed? Da, 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 da. I don't have enough faith. Garbage. That's garbage. I'm not saying there aren't times when we don't, you know, we might look at a paraplegic and go, oh my goodness, Lord, no. I can't.